Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah, listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey, man, got a radio show. How good is God, huh? Think about it. Just take a slight inventory of your own life and say it to yourself when you get through. How good is God, huh? Think of all the small things. All this, because that's him. You breathing, that's him. You still here, that's him. You got another chance, that's him. You ain't out of here, that's him. You got any measure of health, that's him. You think it's more to it than it really is, than it already showed up to be, that's him. All of that. You got any dreams or aspirations? You dream of other things, that's him. All that, that's him. That's him. Them clothes you got, that's him. Every time you eat, that's why they had this thing called You Say Your Grace, that's him. See, that's him, man. That's him. It's amazing when you take small inventory, how you find out how big God really is in your life. Now, the more you turn yourself over to him, the bigger he can be for you. See, he'll only be as big as you let him. It's one thing about God. Now, he's a gentleman. He can make you do anything. You know, you get too big for him. You know, you lose your humbleness. He can humble you now. God created man with the power of choice. We're the only creature he created that he gave us the total power of choice. When we mate, who we mate with, you know, everything, all of it, man. It's a choice. What we want to be, how much we want to make, where we want to live, what climate we want to live in. We can live in cold climates, hot climates. You know, we speak different languages. You can go learn another language. A bear can't do nothing but be a bear. He can't go learn how to be a fox. He can't go learn how to be an otter. He just can't. An ostrich is an ostrich, man. He can't come out here and fight like a lion. A lion is a lion. A lion eat meat. He can't eat vegetables. I don't care how much meat ain't around. He'll lay down and pull up out of here and die because he can't eat grass. He's just a lion, man. You understand this? That God gave us. We are the one creature he created that has total power of choice. You can make every decision in your life. What kind of watch you like? That's the one you can buy. You want to live in Switzerland? Go ahead. You don't like Switzerland? You can move to Miami. You want to live your life of crime? Go ahead. That's you. He gave you the power of choice. You want to do right? Come on. So now, look at this thing. We are all the results of a series of decisions that we have made, if we could just identify that the problem is us, we could begin the solution. See, that's the problem, y'all. It's us. It's what we do. I threw my life down the hill. I can't tell you how many years based on some decisions that I was making. Now, I can justify my decision where I wasn't happy and I was doing this and I was in misery and y'all on there. Yeah, 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 Steve, when you get through, you made the decisions, though. Now, you can look at this any way you want to, y'all, but at the end of the day, I'm just talking to people that's really, really wanting to improve their position in life. And how do you do that? You got to have a solution. How do you come up with a solution? You got to identify the problem to even begin to solve it. But if the problem ain't ever you, how you gonna solve something that ain't you? See, okay, let me look at it this way. If somebody say, like, I got a child of mine, man. I just do right here, man. I don't even want to get into it this morning. Boy, I'm struggling with this boy. But man, you go to people, you ask them why they do something. I just wasn't taking care of business. Why? I just didn't take care of business. Boy, do you understand that your life is going to be filled with you got to take care of business? So when you going to start? You know, man, you can't go through life blaming everybody. It's got to be you. See, you can fix you. You can't fix nobody else. If you keep getting married and the marriages don't work, hello. Could it be you? See, I finally had to sit down and just make that decision. Ain't no need of me coming on the radio talking about nobody else and what they did to me and y'all just don't know. No, man. What about the part you played in it? Because, see, if you got a good marriage, you got a part to play in that. If you got a bad one, you got a part to play in that. Even if it just get down to you the one picked them. How about that, Mister, I made a decision. So, you know, man, once you can start identifying the problem, you can get on with the solution. The problem is usually within yourself. Do you know that's the quickest and easy way to fix your life? Fix yourself. That way you ain't got to check with nobody. Here's the beauty of going on and admitting that it's you. You don't have to check or clear it with nobody to start the repair process. You don't need anybody's permission. You ain't got to put it before the review board to see if it'll pass. It ain't got to go through Congress. You ain't got to hope that your local politician get their hands on it and make a phone call for you. You ain't got to ask any counselors to come in and sit with you. You don't have to check into rehab. All you got to do is decide. The problem is me. I'm going to start changing me. Identify the problem and start with the part that you can own up to. Man, that's the deal, y'all. It really is. And see, once you identify the problem, then all you got to do is start to plan it. Once you identify the problem, you can start planning on how to fix it or how to get to accomplishing something. But remember, this planning is important. If you fail to plan, then please plan to fail. If you fail to plan, then guess what? Please plan to fail. It cannot go any other way. If you don't know how to make a plan, let's just start with the basics. Just make a list of what you want. If you don't know how to make a plan, I bet you know how to make a list of things you want. Make this list and then go to God in prayer with an open mind. And open your mind up to all the clean opportunities that are available. Here's why a lot of people won't succeed. Because certain opportunities come along, you don't want to do them. That kills me, man, when I hear people, I ain't doing that. I know young comedians that come to me all the time talking about, man, what you know? I said, man, just take every gig you can, no matter what it pay. Well, listen to me, son. You can go make that money that it pay, or you can make the decision to sit at home and make no money. It's comedy, hard business. they ain't paying but $100. You got to drive 50 miles. But if you drive 50 miles and you make the 100 and you stand on that stage for 30 minutes, you are now 30 minutes better than you was the last time you went on stage. Oh, man, they don't pay me. I ain't coming. You ain't finna be a comedian, man. Not like this here. A lot of people just don't want to do what's necessary to do. So when the opportunity presents itself and you open up your mind to it, man, then get ready to go on and do it, man. You know? So remember, come on, y'all. Identify your problem today. Identify your problem today and start with the part of it that's you. You can fix you immediately. Identify your problem today. Start with the part that's you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. The Steve Harvey Morning Show is officially underway. Welcome to this here morning.
This here
would be Friday.
This right here.
We want to say to all of our brothers and sisters down in the Carolinas,
yes,
Virginia, Georgia, man.
South Carolina, North Carolina, my
keep
people
the faith,
down there.
Stay smart, yeah. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Good morning, Shirley.
Morning, Steve.
Carla, for real.
Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Junior.
Morning, Unc.
There you go, a little bit of excitement. Jay?
Morning, Governor. Hello, Governor.
I love Hello, Governor.
Oh, how about this one? Hello, Steve. It's good to be here today.
No.
That's my dude right there.
No.
That is my dude right there. Tommy Tom.
Oh, Tommy, there he is. Okay.
Steve blacked out.
Top of the morning. It's Friday, baby.
It's Friday, man.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Well,
I'm off this weekend, too, man. I'm going to say this every time I'm off, because this is going to be over with in a minute. I just love saying that.
Hold on. When you say over with, I mean, like, we're going to still have jobs and stuff like that, because everything ain't paid for, so I need to know something.
You need clarity.
What do you still have to pay for, Jay? Your house?
I need some clarity.
I think we all have that.
Hell, ain't nobody house paid off.
Yeah. You're not special, Jay.
I would like to
That's
the
why I'm asking
there.
Questions.
I wish you would.
Y'all sitting around not saying nothing. Yeah. I want to know.
What you say, Junior?
I like the chance to just at least get one.
Yeah.
Before we shut this down.
Get one now.
Owe somebody. Yeah. You really just looking forward to owing someone.
Just owing.
A mortgage. You could do that right now, though, dog. Tell you the truth. I can show you how to do it. Yeah. You could be a homeowner right now.
Mm-hmm. You can, Junior. I told him that the other day.
He did. Jay told him that the other day.
Oh, dog.
I said, man,
I'm
going to get you a house, boy.
You can
Jay's
do it.
Right. The only problem is you got to have is where do you want to live?
Yeah.
Where do you want to live? Or how you want to live? Uh-huh. And we can get you something out here for $400,000. You ain't gonna believe it, though.
No, you ain't gonna believe what you got.
You're not gonna believe how small it is.
No.
You ain't gonna believe where it is.
You gonna have to work from home to watch your stuff.
And if you get anything for like $150,000, boy.
Remember, Steve, when you were in that hotel, when you were in that hotel, you said you could lie in the bed and open the refrigerator with your big toe.
I was so mad in this damn hotel. I was looking at my clothes hanging up across from me next to the sink. I said, this is welfare.
That's what you'll get out here for that amount.
Yeah, you get that out. Dog, let me tell you something. You had to join a gang. You'd probably be in MS-13.
Dang. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears and get a little serious here. We're going to give you an update on Hurricane Florence. Then the guys are going to make us laugh all over again with their comedy segment called People Who Scare Us. That's all coming up at 32 after the hour.
Hey, Junior, what's up, papi?
Hey, my man, what are you doing here, friend? He's a friend of mine.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hurricane Florence is bringing in heavy rain bands and damaging winds. causing storm surges, river flooding, and tornadoes. Hurricane Florence will continue to bring in the rain over the entire weekend. High winds and flooding could knock power out for several days. Right now, there are over 40,000 additional utility workers from all over the country mobilized to help restore power to people. And FEMA says they are ready. They are ready. Please be safe. Please respect Mother Nature. This is no joke. This is not a game. This is not a game.
You can't beat her.
Yeah. And yeah. And please, if you can, listen to your local authorities. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here. She'll have the latest on Hurricane Florence's Friday tracking. That'll be at the top of the hour. And wow, just, you know, we got to keep praying for them.
My people down there in South Carolina, they tell you to leave, leave.
Please, evacuate.
Man, it's really, it's not a request, y'all.
No.
You know.
It's mandatory.
Yeah.
Well, this storm is moving so slow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sitting there.
When it hovers over.
Just,
but you know, that's the same thing that happened in Harvey, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It came and he set on the coast of Texas.
You did that.
And
you
that just that. And that just did it.
And just flooded Houston.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
You, it was you.
Hurricane Harvey.
He hated that name.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. Right now, it's time to have a little fun.
You know, they go down the alphabetical order. They go down the line. And they used to give hurricanes only women's names, and they changed that.
Yeah.
Women got boy, girl,
equal
boy,
opportunity.
Girl. Once a hurricane does a bunch of damage, they retire that name. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be another Katrina.
Oh, once it does real bad, they don't use that name anymore. Oh,
yeah. Wow.
You've never had a hurricane Tommy, though, have you? Never heard of Hurricane Tommy.
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Here go.
They don't. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because they don't. They don't want to anger the hurricane. Oh, I'm stupid, huh?
Oh, nah, I can't be in the hurricane lineup.
They don't want to anger the hurricane.
All right, guys, let's switch gears. Time to have a little fun. Jay is here with a segment called People Who Scare Me. Jay, what that's
about? I have
a
list, Steve, Tommy, Junior, y'all can comment on this list. It's a list I put together. People who just frighten me when you see them. They haven't done anything to you, but you see them, they scare you. People who wear gloves for no reason.
I saw one in the car the other day, just driving.
Well, how do you know it's for no reason, though?
Well, I mean, well, why do you have, I mean, like, inside the building?
And it's 100 degrees outside. You got on gloves.
All right, here's another one that scared me. Men who have tiny backpacks. What?
Yeah. What's in that?
Where you going,
dog?
I got one for you, Jay.
What you got, Steve?
People that talk to themselves while they pumping gas.
that make you nervous, right there. You on the side of that pump?
I'm talking about could be just talking. So if you man think serious? I can do that, you got the wrong one now.
Yeah. You ever seen it where it looked like they talking to two people at one time?
You're back and forth?
Yeah.
Are you sure they're not on their phone?
Nah. They don't have Bluetooth. No head device on them at all.
You know who scared me?
You got one, Tommy.
I'm going to tell you who scared me. People that be driving but got them big shades on and then they go down the side of the face too. You know
them wrap-arounds?
Them blue blockers.
Blue blockers.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't think
they supposed to be driving. I really don't. They scared me.
What you got, Junior?
I'll tell you
got,
what
man?
It made me nervous. People who take a lot of medication, just stay popping pills every time you
all
turn
day long.
Around. They always
take all mine.
Man,
at once.
What is going on with you?
I saw that on your nightstand, man. What is that?
I got one. People who rock back and forth while they sitting down.
Oh,
you seen them?
Yeah.
All you don't know if they getting up or sitting down.
To get up.
Yeah, they get up, sit back down. People who
come on, Jay.
People who eat their food real slow.
Right there.
Surely.
One thing at a time.
I chew my food. I do not swallow it in hunks.
I inhale mine.
I got one for you. People that don't see nothing wrong with Donald Trump.
That's scary.
Nothing.
That's very scary.
You
he
cool
ain't
with all
nothing
this?
Wrong. Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
I got one.
Yeah.
I like that, Steve.
People who dress they pets up just like them.
Oh.
Scary.
You know, what store you go to get the suit and then the dog got a suit, too? I don't. That's scary right there.
Yeah,
I've
never seen that.
No, you're right. You're right. That is creepy.
I got one. Anybody you seeing hugging a box?
Hugging a box?
Just hugging it, like it's got string around it, and they're hugging it real close to their chest. What you got, Junior? I know you got
people.
One.
People who don't mind walking outside with no shoes on all the time.
Oh, I hate that.
Dog, the bottom of their feet be so hard that'll make you nervous.
All right, I got one, Steven. You close it out. I got one real good. People who walk, but when they walk, their arms don't swing back and forth.
You know?
He's scared of them.
Yeah, they're just coming at you like children in the corn. They ain't walking over towards me.
Arms ain't swinging at all. What you got, Steve? Close it up.
People balance. Scare me that's been sitting there watching they dog. For an hour, lay on that mat. The dog ain't sleep, he busy. Then lick everything he got. Then he get up, he gonna let him lick him in his mouth.
Yeah. Scary. Very scary.
Happens
scary.
Every day.
The people
be
who
afraid.
Be very.
But very afraid.
We gotta go back to yours, Steve. People who think nothing that Donald Trump does is wrong.
Like that one. That's
yeah. All right, that's coming up. The Nephew, King of Pranks, with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, the latest tracking on Hurricane Florence pounding North Carolina right now. Flooding has started. We'll give you information on how you can help the people in the Carolinas. Plus, in entertainment news and sports news, Kevin Hart got baseball fans talking about his ceremonial first pitch, but right now, the Nephew is here to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
Work husband.
You didn't think work husbands had enough W's in it?
Boy, work, run it, cat.
I'm trying to say all this today.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Gary.
Who's this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Tony, man. I work with your wife, Pam.
Is she all right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's fine, man. I'm one of her coworkers, man. I wanted to reach out to you. You know, I've been working with her quite some time. I'm kind of like what they call her work husband, man. You may have heard her mention me before, Tony.
Wait. Back up. Because I may be a little sleep. What? Did you say a husband?
No. Nothing like that, man.
There ain't but one husband here.
Okay, no, I got that. I'm a work husband. You know, like, you know, it'd be just something playful at the job, they'd be saying.
Playful at the work? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, just something, you know, playful they'd be saying. You know, when you hang around somebody a lot, they say he's a work husband or your work wife, you know, something like that. But nothing heavy at all, man.
Okay. All right. What's up, man? I mean, what's up?
Well, I was calling, man, trying to ask you how long have you and Pam been married?
Wait, what's your name again?
My name is Tony.
Oh, okay. We've been married about 8 or 9 years. I mean, what's up?
How long do you, if you don't mind me asking, how much longer do you see y'all being married?
I kind of do mind you. Hold up. How'd you get this number again, man?
I got the number out of Pam's phone, man. I wanted to call you myself.
Whoa. Back up. Out of my wife's phone?
Yeah.
Dog, I don't even ask. Hold on. Whoa. Why are you in my wife's phone, man?
No, dude. I mean, I just got it off her desk, man. I wanted to reach out to you, man, to kind of have like a private conversation with you. That's all.
For what? First of all, why are you in my wife's phone? You calling me? Dude, I mean, this husband thing? It's really blowing me right
now.
It's just a work
husband, man. That's all it is.
What is a work husband? What are you doing with my wife?
You know, that's just like, you know, I'll bring her some coffee and donuts to the job, or you know, get her some lunch and stuff, man, if she don't feel like going.
My wife don't even like donuts. And we got a new coffee machine just 2 weeks ago, so why are you bringing my wife food?
Hey, man, listen, I just called for this here. How long do you foresee y'all being married?
To death do us part. What the do you mean, how long we going to be married? What's your name again? Tori?
Tony, man, Tony.
Tori, I don't give a damn. You asking me these? Hold on, let me call my wife. Hold on.
Hold on. Hello? Gary.
Pam.
Gary.
Look, Pam, you better call me within 2 minutes. Right now, it's 10:38. You better call me by 10:40 or your black will be sleeping outside.
Hello?
Now, Tori.
Hello?
Yes. Are you still there?
Why you do that? Why you call her, man? This will be a conversation me and you having together.
No. Are you talking about you? You my wife's work husband. It ain't but one husband up in here. What?
She got my last name, and she
don't keep it till death do us part. Now, I'm glad you called me on a Friday, because I got all weekend to think about the ass-whooping I'm going to give you, because this out here now.
Hey, man, all I'm trying to figure out, how much longer do you think you want to be married to her?
This ass-whooping going to be phenomenal. You better get right with Jesus on Sunday, because I guarantee you're going to meet him Monday morning.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to say, man, if you're taking my wife
up there early, and I want to see your black.
I'm just trying to adult. All I'm saying is if you didn't want to be married to her any longer, then maybe we could work something out. That's all I'm asking, man. I'm just trying to have a nice work out, partner.
All we need to work out is be there Monday, because I'm sure the hell going to be there bright and early Monday waiting for your work husband, my.
Okay, look, man, I'm not going
to
sit there.
I got your work husband.
I'm not trying to, look. All I'm trying to do is have a deeper man-to-man conversation with you, man, all right?
You done called me talking about you bringing my wife donuts and coffee and all up in her phone? This ain't no decent conversation.
Hey, man, I'm her work husband, dog. Everybody, most people have a work husband or a work wife, man. That's known in the corporate world.
A work husband. You hear what I'm saying?
What?
A work husband and you. I'm going to be there Monday, 8 o'clock.
Hey, man, I'm not finna see him go back. Look, you know what? I'm finna just call Pam. I just call Pam.
Oh, she probably call me back in about a minute and 15 seconds. We're gonna wait for her to call me back. Work husband, my from this on a Friday.
Okay, well, it was just a question, man. I'm just trying to see if you didn't want her, maybe we could work something out.
So if I find out if there's any truth to anything you're saying, it's gonna be a lay down night tonight.
Ain't nobody finna do nothing to my baby. I mean, ain't nobody finna do nothing to Pam.
What? Did you just call my wife your baby?
No, I'm just saying.
Until Monday, Mr. Work Husband.
Hey, man, I'm not finna. I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
No, you ain't got nothing to say to me. Monday.
No, I got something else I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You better talk to Jesus, because I'm going to be up there Monday at 8.
Okay, I got one more thing I need to say.
You ain't got nothing to say to me except Monday.
I do got one more thing to say to you.
Go ahead.
I said, is you listening?
I'm listening, Mr. Work Husband.
Well, guess what I want to tell you.
Tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother, Eric.
Well, that Eric put you up to this.
He did.
Yeah, I'm so glad this is a joke. Because somebody was about to die. I'm going to see if she gets Eric. So.
You all right, man?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You all right?
Oh, I need a drink. Man.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all crazy.
Okay. Tommy, you know, why do you ask us that every time?
I just like the accolades. You know, I like the applause.
You know,
I like all that.
A great prankster. It. Why?
Thank you.
Yeah, but you solicit for it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If it sucks, we'll tell you. Don't worry.
Oh, I know you will. And your counterpart. Oh yeah. We'll let a person know.
Loser.
Don't let me get started on that. Y'all will let a brother know. And just to let you know, Nashville, I'm working on it for you, okay? I'm taking that step, that leap into trying to be greatness. I got 7 shows sold out, but I'm trying to figure out where to put that 8th one at. All right?
It ain't that hard to figure out, dog. It's three shows on Saturday.
I know. I'm going to figure out what day. But see, I got one on Thursday. I'm thinking about doing putting another one on Thursday.
Not good.
Why?
First day the next day.
Well, they bought the first one. What's wrong with the first one?
Because the show started at 8.
Hey, you going to calm down. That's what you going to do.
Well, the show started at 8, dog. Who going to want to come to the show at 11:30 on Thursday?
My show started at 6.
But, dog, it's a horrible. Okay, go on and do the show.
No. Mm-mm, angry no, mentoring.
Sir, but see, that's
no, the see, but as soon as I tell you, why I can't do the show?
No, because
see,
you
already
hollering.
I'm trying to stop
you
him.
Hollering. All right, you got
it. When we come back,
better.
I'll tell you why you shouldn't do
you're
the
gonna,
show.
Well, you're going to do it without hollering.
you're going to take this mentoring however I get to.
All right, and then we also have entertainment news. Kevin Hart got his baseball fans to start talking about his ceremonial first pitch. All that coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, before we went to break, you wanted to give your nephew Tommy some advice.
No, we're fine. We'll do it later.
No, you're going to get it now.
We'll do it. Hey, Shirley, ain't nobody.
You're doing one show on Thursday. Mm-hmm. You got two on Friday.
You're talking about Nashville.
Two on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He got all these club dates in Nashville at Zane.
Two on Sunday.
And two on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, you done added Sunday. That's good.
Then they gone.
Okay, sir, I'm just trying to help you.
Okay, but can I ask you a quick... Just listen to me. Hear me out. You're saying that people on Thursday, if I do a second show, what
I
you're saying...
I ain't said nothing yet.
What did you said it earlier?
You done cut me off.
Well, you said they're not going to want to buy no tickets because they got to go to work, right? But they did the same thing on Sunday. They bought those tickets. They got to go to work.
But Tommy,
Monday
they ain't
morning.
Been at work all day on Sunday.
Okay.
See, it's a science to this. It really, really is. First of all, the Thursday night crowd is always a tough crowd. And the Friday night late show is the worst crowd
in comedy.
It is the worst.
You are right.
Because they've been at work all day. They tired. They've been drinking. Now here you come. The second show Friday is the worst comedy audience in the business. If you do two shows on Thursday, you're going to get the Friday crowd twice. Because on Thursday, they're going to be not only are they been at work all day and then drank and didn't make the first show, they're now on the second show. And they got to go to work. My strong suggestion to you,
Saturday 3rd,
is do three shows. What time is your show on Saturday?
And congratulations,
he's absolutely
nephew.
Great.
That's
no,
awesome.
He's killing.
Yeah.
But let's go to the next level. What do you know your showtime Saturday?
I don't
know. I'm pulling it up right now. Like, I don't know the showtime.
8 and 10.
Okay. Let's say it's 8 and 10.
Yeah. Do a midnight show.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. It's not like you're doing it for free, Tom.
Jesus.
Okay. All right. And then you'll be at work on Monday. Okay.
It's so hard.
I didn't say that.
I said do a midnight show on Saturday. Oh, Jesus.
All right, we're changing. We're moving on. We're moving on. Okay. Steve, back in 2012, you threw out the first ceremonial pitch at Chicago Cubs versus St. Louis Cardinals.
I wish somebody had a film of it.
You remember that? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Asked the dude to caught the ball. He said, boy, he had a little pep on this thing.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, mine go all the way down now.
Well, did you see Kevin Hart?
Yeah,
he also
it.
Threw out the first pitch at Wrigley Field at the Cubs versus Milwaukee Brewers.
It was, how'd he do?
It was a crucial game, but when Kevin Hart took the mound, he looked like he knew what he was doing. Mm. He was shaking off signs, pacing the mound, stepping off every few seconds, everything you'd want out of a pitcher, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then he threw his pitch. Now, according to Kevin, he posted he threw a 273 miles per hour fastball. But wait, I know, Junior, what did Ice Cube tweet about Kevin's pitch?
Cube said, I would have stole second and third on this slow-ass bank.
Did the ball make it all the way to the plate?
Kevin, we love you. You know that. Kevin is going to be our special.
It really wasn't bad. He just one-hopped it in there.
Was it better than 50 cents?
Yeah.
My sister
was better than 50
82. And I promise you, Mona throw this thing down there.
Go hum it.
All right. Again, we love you, Kevin Hart. Kevin is going to be our special guest host.
Shirley could throw it down there better than Kevin.
With my left hand. Again, Kevin is going to be our...
You left-handed, Shirley.
I know, with my left hand. Special guest host on September 25th. Look out for Kevin Hart, okay? Now, Steve, it's time to get the latest Hurricane
Florence
news.
That's what I
Florence
think happened
news.
With 50. He had it in the wrong hand. I just think he was so unathletic, he didn't even know which hand he threw it.
Introduce Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, guys. Okay, this is Ann Tripp with the news. Of course, the big news is Hurricane Florence, which is slamming into North Carolina. It's a Category 1. You say, oh, big, big deal. No, it's still very dangerous. It's packing at least 90 to 100 mile an hour winds. Hurricane Florence began smacking the waters just off the Carolina-Virginia coast yesterday. But as Steve Goldstein of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says, they already knew that today would be the day.
The current track has landfall near the North Carolina-South Carolina border on Friday, then slowing down and moving into northeastern South Carolina throughout the day Saturday, when it will weaken to a tropical storm.
Of course, it hasn't weakened yet. It's stalled, really, over that part of North Carolina. There are so far 365,659 homes and businesses reported without power. 365,659 homes and businesses out of power. 23 inches of rain already fallen in Atlantic Beach in the Wilmington area. Major routes throughout the Outer Banks and eastern North Carolina east of I-95 Carter experiencing widespread flooding. Very dangerous over there. Conditions will only get worse as the storm progresses through the state. Obviously, driving is not advised through these areas, and hopefully many folks have gotten out, but they say at least maybe 200 or 300 people are still in their homes, and rescue operations are underway to get them out. September 20th, meanwhile, the anniversary of last year's Hurricane Maria. President Trump is praising his administration's response and kind of angers many. Trump is calling his efforts in Puerto Rico a, quote, incredible unsung success.
I think in a certain way, the best job we did was Puerto Rico, but nobody would understand that. I mean, it's harder to understand. It was a very hard thing to do. Because of the fact they had no electric. Before the storms hit, it was dead, as you probably know. So we've gotten a lot of receptivity, a lot of thanks for the job we've done in Puerto Rico.
Well, there's a lot of disagreement with that. The death toll initially said to be about 60. Recently, that number raised to close to 3,000. The president went on Twitter yesterday to complain that the Democrats inflated the number of casualties to embarrass him. Interestingly enough, House Speaker Paul Ryan disagrees with that.
Casualties don't make a person look bad. So I have no reason to dispute these numbers. Roads were washed out. Power was gone. And the casualties mounted for a long time. So I have no reason to dispute those numbers.
Trump is urging his supporters to believe him that only 16 to 18 people were reported dead right after the storm. His administration's response to it, he says, was, quote, the best in history. Finally, today is National Quiet Day. You know what that means?
Shh.
That's right. Shh. Ears up, Steve Harvey Nation. Find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew. We'll be back at 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Jay is here to murder. Come on, introduce him, please.
Jay Anthony Brown.
Can I say where I'm going to be and you tell me how many shows to do?
Yeah, go ahead.
You'll listen, Jay.
I'm going to be at Uptown Comedy Club next weekend. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. So I'll be here on Monday. Uptown Comedy
You're
Club,
doing four,
Atlanta,
Jay?
Georgia. Yeah.
Atlanta, that's what.
Atlanta, Georgia, yeah.
Is it still upstairs?
No, they
no,
moved
no,
it.
No, it's down. They got a brand new club brand out new by the building. Airport. Yeah, nice. Out Tommy sold out 17 shows.
Yeah, I Hateville. Think.
I did.
Nice.
In Hateville.
But I will, whatever I do, I'll be here Monday. So.
Are you saying Hateville? What
hate.
Are you saying?
Hate.
It's hate. It's hate.
H-A-P-E.
Oh. It's
H-A-P-E.
I was
yeah.
like.
Hapeville. Oh. It sounds like Hateville.
Yeah, it sounds like Hateville.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
And they then on Tuesday, off. I'll be at the J Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Avenue for Taco Tuesday. I'll be there.
Them slow ass tacos.
But when they get them, Shirley, what?
They're good. They are good. It'll be Thursday.
When you get them, are they good or
yeah,
what?
It'll
they're
be
biblical.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. They might not come when you want them, but damn it, they're right on time. All right, here we go with my song. This song is Cardi B's song. I took it and did this with it. Check it out. Burpees, I like bellies. I like big girls with big meals, but a salad, they don't want it. I like big girls, yes, I got them. They eat and never stop. Shaking down a 12-inch tuna, Diet Coke that's on the rock. She's from 50 and she flexes, but she loves them stretchy pants. I like to see her in her thong when she does her sexy dance. I call them thick, chick, meaty, sweetie, roll it, pull it, good eating, jelly, belly, diabetes.
hop on the seat, not on my knee. Her weight too heavy for me. I take her eating as much as I can. Eating a lot, licking the pan. If you mad, I'm sorry, yo. It's what I do on the morning show. Yes, I am J. Anthony. I drop the mic, I gotta go. Collard greens and fat back.
I like my girls fat.
Mac and cheese, she got that.
I like my girls fat.
Glazed donuts topped with bacon.
I like my girls fat.
Lots of gravy on her steak.
I like my girls fat.
She's constant McDonald's.
I like my girls fat.
But I keep her full.
I like my girls fat.
My wallet is hurting.
I like my girls fat.
But I like them curves.
Fat.
You better believe me when I tell you.
I like my girls fat.
Girls fat, girls fat. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fire,
like
Jay.
That.
Jay.
You
like
that? I love it. Gotta get off my knee now. That's what you got to do.
Jay, you're so good with these. Team Tommy, get ready. It's time for Are You Smarter? The Nephew Tommy, that's coming up.
Lord, Lord.
At 34 after the hour. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are praying for our friends and neighbors on the southeast coast of the country.
Yeah.
You can help people affected by hurricane or disaster, big or small, by donating to the Red Cross. You can give $10 by texting Florence to 90999. Again, you can give $10 by texting the word Florence to 90999. Every bit helps, and your help is needed right now. And thank you for your donations. So, transitioning, are you guys ready to have some fun now? It is time to play.
Is that time again?
Are You Smarter?
Team Tommy's here, baby.
The Nephew Tommy.
Mm-hmm. I have a way that I think Tommy can get a win here, because I've all of a sudden I've turned into not Team Tommy, but at least I'm pulling for him.
Okay. Well, what is it, Steve? Say it.
Or Tommy
okay,
answers.
So I'm playing Tommy.
Yeah.
Okay. But I am Team Tommy, so, you know. Before you even start this, you know how this goes. But you set this up. You just know how this, it's not going to work like you thought it going to work out. Because I am the president.
Come on, before we run out of time.
Yeah. Let's go. Hit it.
Questions. Here we go. Who wrote the book, How to Duck a Sucker?
Pass.
Dave is one of the morning show's engineers. What is Dave's last name?
Heinz.
What does a meteorologist study?
Weather.
What the hell?
In what city is the iconic Apollo Theater?
New York.
Complete this phrase. When it rains, it
pours.
What is Dwayne Wade's wife's name?
I know it.
Gabrielle?
What are Beyonce's fans called?
Beehive?
In what city is the Stardome Comedy Club?
Birmingham?
What does the acronym USPS stand for?
United States Postal Service?
If you mix red and white, what color does it make? You suck, Jay Anthony Brown. You did that on purpose. You're too obvious with it. Oh my God. All right, come on, sport keeper.
What?
Yeah.
Well, Tommy got one wrong. And then they both missed. So ask the questions again.
All right, here we go with the questions. Who wrote the book, How to Duck a Sucker?
They both didn't know it. That book was written by the world-famous author, Boomerang.
Big Boom. That's right. All right, Dave is one of the morning show's engineers. What is Dave's last name?
We'd have been here all week waiting on me to know that.
That would be Hines. That would be Hines. What does a meteorologist study? Jay. In what city is the iconic Apollo Theater? Really, Jay?
Tommy missed that.
Harlem.
Tommy missed that.
Yeah,
I said New York, didn't I?
You said New York.
Harlem.
Oh, you said Harlem. Okay.
Harlem don't like when you call them New York.
Complete this phrase. When it rains, it pours, Jay Anthony
Tommy
Brown.
Was taking his time so much. Pours? He was actually asking us questions.
Yeah, rhetorical answers.
Pours?
What is Dwayne Wade's wife's name?
Oh, I know that.
It's Gabrielle.
Gabrielle?
What are Beyonce's fans called? The Beehive.
The Beehive?
Yeah. And what city is the Stardome Comedy Club? You didn't know that, Jay. Really? Birmingham, Alabama. What does the acronym USPS stand for? United States Postal Service.
I didn't know that.
And if you mix red and white, what color does it make?
Pink.
Pink? Tommy, you won.
I know now.
Tommy
know
got now. Eight. Jay got none. They missed one.
Yeah, Tommy,
and Tommy
missed
Tommy got one wrong.
But I was trying, though, Steve. I was trying to say.
You're the worst. Congratulations, Tommy.
Tommy won.
I don't know how to take that win, really. I really don't know how to take that win, but I'll take it.
He's Team Tommy. Just take it like that. He's Team Tommy.
Team Tommy. What do you expect? I told you how this was going to go.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter, but when we come back, it's the prank phone call from the nephew.
Prank?
prank? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my Strawberry Letter for today. The subject, I'm grown and still having daddy issues.
Mm.
Not what you think, though. But right now, it is time for the King of Pranks to step in here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Ness?
It happens every now and then when you're getting ready to start school. It happens. Your baby going back to pre-K, okay? Going back to pre-K. I'm sorry. Back to kindergarten. Here we go. Run it, Kat.
Hello.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Miss Thomas, please.
This is Miss Thomas. Who is it?
My name is Mr. Stapleton. I'm actually the principal over at elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my records indicating that your son Thomas is going to be starting his first grade.
Mm-hmm. He's ready. My baby's ready.
Right. Listen, Miss Thomas. I've been going through actually all of the children's records that will be starting school, and I'm looking at your son's grades.
Mm-hmm.
From his kindergarten year.
Mm-hmm. And he did good. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not exactly. I mean, there's been a few. I actually spoke with the teacher who he was under in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he just really wasn't up to par as the rest of the children.
Mm-mm. Now, his conduct. Now, he talks, but he gets his work. So what else is she saying on that ain't right?
Well, what it seems to be, ma'am, is that his grades weren't up to par as the rest of the other children. She did tell me he was a disobedient child.
No, he's disobedient and talking two different things. Come on.
Okay. Well, ma'am, listen, what we've decided here is we're going to let little actually do another year of kindergarten.
Oh, no, y'all ain't going to let him do another year of kindergarten. No, sir.
Ma'am, that's the only choice
I
have.
Sorry.
I have to look at
No, we got our letter in the mail with our report card the week after school started, and it said on the back, promoted. And if I got to get up off this couch and go get it, I'm going to be f***ed off. Because I'm telling you right now, we will be in the first grade. Kindergarten wasn't that hard. I'm not sure what they told you about him, but it must be the wrong
well,
is that
ma'am,
from my
understanding, he doesn't color as well as the rest of the kids. He's all
color.
Out of it. He's out of the lines when he colors. He doesn't know his numbers completely. And that's kind of what we need when you first come into the first grade.
No, what I can show you on this paper, he did satisfactory all the way through. Now, you about to me off, and I'm already sick, calling me with some about my son flunking kindergarten. He ain't that kind of
He
dumb.
Does you not must... color well, ma'am.
Listen, coloring ain't got nothing to do with the daggum kindergarten. He is going to the first grade, and I'll be down there on August 24th.
I will not be able to allow you
I'm
to get
sorry.
In the school
I'm
on
sorry.
August
24th. I'm sorry, mister. I'm sorry. Let me go in and get my pencil and pen, because I don't live that far from this school. And if y'all are already down there causing some conflict, I need to get up and go down there, because I'm not telling my baby when he come home today that he ain't going to the daggum first
ma'am,
grade.
Ma'am, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to refuse education
Listen,
from him on
I'm
August
sorry.
24th.
You know what? I just went back and put him in public school. I know that was a mistake in the first place. Fooling with y'all talking about some coloring. Give me your name again, sir.
Stapleton, ma'am.
And what's that number down there?
The number here is actually area code.
Wait a minute. I got the number. Never mind. I pulled up this report card. I got the number and your name on the back of this paper. I tell you what, August 24th, we'll be coming in there going to school, and I might make a trip around there this evening when I come from the doctor.
Ma'am,
to make sure that
the
you
bottom
the right
line,
stuff.
Ma'am, is I'm not
I don't
going
to hear that. Colin ain't got nothing to do with nothing else.
But
you shouldn't have sent
the
paper.
It's
I'm
not
sorry.
Only coloring. His arithmetic is
I'm
bad.
Sorry. No.
Are you working with him at home?
No,
are you doing anything as a parent?
I work with my son at home every day. what you're trying to say? I'm an incompetent parent?
I'm just asking, as a parent, are you working with your child?
Yes, I'm working with my child every day. He can read better than you, probably.
No, he can't read better. I'm
oh,
the
yes,
principal.
He can't read better than you because obviously you read that wrong on that paper that he's supposed to be going back to kindergarten when I know the paper said from his going to the first grade. And I'm not listening to no more of this about him going backwards. Now, if you got a problem with your paperwork, maybe you need to go talk to your secretary or somebody in there that wrote my baby name down.
Your name, your son's name, Thomas, ma'am.
I know it ain't him, baby. I know it ain't him. You're not going to sit up and tell me my son is flunking kindergarten. He is not going back to that kindergarten.
Don't bring your son down here August
Listen,
the 24th. Do you hear me?
Down. I tell you what, be ready to whip me and my husband. But we will be down there August the 4th. Backpack, shoes, uniform, everything. You hear me?
I will not be able to allow him an education.
Are you down there right now? I will come down there right now and make that correction on that paper for you.
Can you bring your
baby is not going back to no kindergarten for no coloring.
Can you bring him down here and let him color for me so I can...
You talking about coloring, arithmetic, and all that stuff? No, No, I'm sorry. We will be down there August the 24th. I will have this report card in my hand that says you have been promoted to the first grade, and he's gonna have a smile on his face, and so are you.
I got one more thing I need to tell you, man. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening. You ain't saying nothing yet. You better say something that sounds like the first grade, because I'm not playing. I would go down to this daggum administrative office, and I had fire because my son will be in that first grade.
Who are you raising your voice at? Who are you raising your voice
at? I'm talking to you. You talking crazy to me. I'm talking crazy to you.
What?
I'm a grown woman. I don't need to be explaining to you why I'm trying to defend my son.
Did you graduate?
Honey, I am a college degree person. I have a great job. My husband and I do well for ourselves and for our children, and that's why we know.
You're not even at work right now, man.
Listen, I'm sick, fool. I told you that when you called here. Waiting on the doctor to call me now. I'm probably missing my phone call.
Can you color? Because your son can't color.
Can I color? What kind of question is that to ask me, can I color? What are you, white or black? You asking me something? You asking me, am I colored?
No, I ask you, can you color? Like,
no,
your son
I
can't...
I hear some racist lines in there, can you color? No, my coloring and me being colored ain't got nothing to do with none of this. Is this a race thing?
No,
that you trying to make sure you send him back?
No, I'm not trying to send him back. I want to send him back to color, to get his coloring together.
I tell you what, that ain't got nothing to do with none. And if you are the head person down there now, you are incompetent and you are an illiterate... Call me and tell me that my son has to go back to the first grade.
I got one more thing.
You
know what?
Mixed up. I tell you what, I'm through with this conversation.
I'm through with this. I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to be out of here. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Felicia.
I'm going to beat Felicia's I am going to beat her motherfucker. You're about to get towed out the frame. I mean, I'm writing numbers and everything. And I'm recording everything. I'm going to beat her because she know I don't play when it comes to my kids. Okay, that's all right.
All right, babe. One more question now. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Y'all understand it, don't you? Every now and then, you know, baby. Uh-huh. If your baby can't
There's
color.
There's nothing you do that I don't understand. Are you kidding me? I'm Team Tommy.
It happens, Jay. It happens.
Look, you gotta explain to me a damn.
If your baby can't color inside the line, then your baby don't need to move
deserve,
to the
They deserve to go back.
Wow.
I'm with you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay. That is.
Hell, staying in line got new me going to the first
place. You got to stay in the line. You can't color. If you can't stay in the line, come on now.
If you don't color, you can't mix with others, Steve. That's just the way it should be.
I mean, what colors did you have, Unc? Did you have the one that had 8 in it, 12, or that big one that had them levels
64.
And rows?
Well, not at Lou. When I got older, I had the one with the 64.
Ooh, 64,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, that 64 was strong.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that 64.
Them was real colors.
I had the 24s.
Well, we had them big crayons when I was...
crayons.
Crayola crayons.
We had them crayons like where you couldn't stay in the line because it was like holding a small tree.
You had to put them on your shoulder.
That sound like chalk.
Yeah, them jumbo.
There it is, baby. The prankster is done.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Up next, today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, I'm grown and still having daddy issues.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
As we pray for our friends and neighbors in the Southeast, the Carolinas, Virginia, Hurricane Florence is moving slow but slamming the coast, bringing torrential rainfall, damaging winds, flooding, and also power outages in that area. You can help the people that are affected by a disaster, big or small, by donating to the Red Cross, Steve. You can give $10. Yeah. Well, just I'll finish this part and then you can comment. Give $10 by texting Florence to 90999. That's text Florence to the Red Cross at 90999. Every bit helps, and your help is needed now more than ever, and we certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, we need to make the contributions, but we also need that the people that are there, if you haven't left and you can leave, you should leave. It could get worse. It could worsen. And so, you know, we're just asking you to make smart decisions. We care about you. We do not want you. If you can avoid having a catastrophe in your life, you should do that.
Absolutely.
Mother Nature, you can't beat Mother Nature.
Nope. Yeah.
She's undefeated.
Unc, the biggest issue is getting elderly people to leave. They just do not want to leave. It's hard to get them to leave their house.
It's hard to get them to leave because they ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And then a lot of old people don't have anybody to care for them. Mm-hmm. So if you know somebody that's old in a position, go by and see about them.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, yeah.
Please do.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right, Steve. There's a lot we can do. We have to help each other during this time, and this is a slow storm, and it's bringing some damage to.
Yes, it is.
Man, that water ain't no game, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That water, man. Yeah. It don't care where it go. It go to the nearest opening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I told you about that man that was on my street. Get in the boat. What are you doing? You leave all of that. Get in the boat. You're not bringing all of that. Just get in the boat.
Yeah, people become attached to their belongings, their things, and they don't want to let go.
You can replace them.
Yeah, right. Those are replaceable, Junior, exactly. Mm-hmm. But your life is not. No. So, please. And again, if you want to donate, you can give $10 by texting Florence to 90999. Donate to the Red Cross. Every bit helps, okay?
All right.
All right, right now, Steve, it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay?
Let's go then. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I'm grown and still having daddy issues. Dear Shirley and Uncle Steve, I am having a hard time dealing with the situation with my family. I've traveled around the world, got a couple of degrees, moved away from my hometown, and married the love of my life. In the last few years, my dad's health declined and he had to retire. Money got tight and now he and my mom fight all of the time. I call my parents daily before I go to work, and each day it's a struggle to talk to my dad. He manages to twist every conversation into something negative. He constantly says that I abandoned him and my mom, and he says my mom is a bad wife, and he constantly tells me that he's old and dying. My mom is miserable and is leaning on the fact that they are Christians, and she hopes that their faith will see them through this. I have paid for counseling for him, and he stopped going because he thinks his situation is hopeless. By the way, his health is stable now, and he's off most of his medication. He says, I have changed since I moved away and got married. My dad wasn't always like that. He was an intellectual, hardworking family man that was involved in the church. I'm emotionally drained, and at this point, I'm thinking about moving back home to help out my family. My husband does not want to relocate. This is breaking my heart. What should I do? Well, I think at the very least, you should visit your parents. And, phone calls are great and everything to keep in touch. But maybe they want to see your face. Sometimes, you know, your parents just want to see your face, and that makes them feel better inside. You can go for a visit, take some time off, you and your husband, or just you by yourself. Go sit with your parents, talk to your parents, wait on your parents, help them if they need some help. Sometimes they just may want to see your face. You know, don't feel guilty, though, because all you have been doing is living your life. Like you said, you traveled around the world. You know, you're educated. You got your education. You moved. You married the love of your life. So you're enjoying life. And that's okay. It's nothing wrong with that. But I think it sounds like, you know, your parents are struggling right now. You're financially able to get them counseling and everything, but sometimes it's just not enough. Your parents, maybe, you know, like you say, they're getting up in age and they want to see you. I think that you should definitely take some time out and go and spend some quality time with your parents. Steve?
I don't see that. I don't see that in this letter. I see a situation that can be avoided. I see an old man that's manipulative. Now, here's what I see. I'm having a hard time dealing with a situation with my family. I've traveled around the world, got a couple of degrees, moved away from my hometown, and married the love of my life. Right there, should have kept going. Should have kept going. You've been all around the world, got yourself them degrees and married the man of your dreams. You should have kept going. Going back home ain't always a good idea, y'all. You leave for a reason.
Steve?
No, Shirley, no.
These are her parents.
This her mom and daddy, but I want you to listen to the letter now. My dad's health declined, and he had to retire. Money got tight. Now he and my mom fight all the time. I can't call my parents daily before I go to work. And each day it's a struggle to talk to my dad. He manages to twist every conversation into something negative. Quit calling every day. Call him twice a week. You quit walking into stress. You calling him every day to find out what? You love him. You don't have to prove that. But he gonna make you, though, because he real manipulative. So watch this here. He twists every conversation into something. He constantly says that I abandoned him and my mom. What were you supposed to do? What were you supposed to do? Wasn't it his job as your father to raise you up to be an independent young woman? And that's what you are. Now you done abandoned us. You ain't left him. He says, my mom is a bad wife, and he constantly tells me that he's old and dying. Now, we all dying. Everybody in here dying. Soon as you born, you get to dying. That ain't nothing new. I tell you the rest when we come back.
Okay.
Leaning on the fact that they Christians. Okay.
All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response when we come back at 23. After the hour. And neither do you. She needs to visit her folks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap this letter subject. I'm grown and
Shirley wants the girl to go by and visit, move back into town.
No, I didn't say move back. I did not say move back.
Spend all her money helping his old ass. That ain't what we're doing.
I said visit. They want to see her face.
No, Shirley, this is something different. You call every morning, go to work. He twist everything up. He evil. He talking about your mama. He said, I'm listening to this man talking about your mama. She a bad wife. You the one sick.
He's not sick anymore.
Well, that's what I'm going to get to now. Said your wife is a bad mother. Mother's a bad wife. Constantly tells me he's old and dying. My mom is miserable and is leaning on the fact that they Christians and she hoped that their faith will see him through this. All right. Bible says faith without works is dead. And right now, he ain't working. Faith without works is dead. He ain't working, and he ain't saying nothing positive. That sounds like a good Christian. I have paid for counseling for him, and he stopped going because he thinks his situation is hopeless. Oh, man, okay, dude. By the way, his health is stable now, and he's off most of his medication. He says, I've changed since I moved away and got married. You did change when you got married. You were supposed to. See, now, they're using an emotion against you that's the most useless emotion in the world. They've applied guilt to you.
All parents do that.
And guilt serves no person except the person wanting something from you. That's why they could throw the guilt on you. My dad hasn't always been like that. He was an intellectual, hardworking family man that was involved in the church. I'm emotionally drained. And at this point, I'm thinking about moving back home to help out my family. Excuse me? Are you crazy? I am emotionally drained. So I'm thinking about moving back home, help out my family. Are you kidding me? My husband does not want to relocate. This is breaking my heart. What should I do? It's breaking your heart. But if you make your man move back, you might be breaking something else. Your mother and father are going to be fine. He's an old guy. And because he doesn't have the value that he used to have because he had to retire, it did something to him. He got to move past that. You done paid for counseling. He quit going because he think his situation is hopeless. What? So you going to move back to town and do what? Don't do that to yourself. You finna burn a lot of years of your life up that you don't have to. They Christians, let them keep praying.
She needs to go visit her parents. She doesn't have to move there, Steve. Just visit them.
She said move back. This letter ain't about visitation. Hell, and he talked to her every day.
Because she left that out, yeah.
She talks to him every day, and what'd he tell her? Something negative. You done gotten married. You done changed now. You supposed to. Man, stop letting the obvious things in your life be a problem for you when somebody else look at it. Oh, you done moved out the neighborhood. You think you something now. Yes.
Didn't everybody else.
Yes, I'm something. I got out. Now, I don't think I'm something. I'm something.
I am somebody.
Man. Yeah.
You ain't got the proof of it. And Shirley, I really tell you that's how I feel about this letter.
Well, I know that you do.
Not.
And I feel
feeling this
I feel.
Guy that's dumping this on his daughter and making him and the mother her responsibility. They're not invalids.
Right. They're all
they don't need a caregiver.
Grown. I agree with you on that.
They're
everybody's
not getting
grown.
Put in a home or nothing. They in their house.
It's not even about that. I just think sometimes, well, I know in my family anyway, sometimes, you know, I remember when my grandmother, we used to go visit her, it would just make her whole face light up to see us. She didn't see us that often, right. But when she did, it would just make her whole face light up. And sometimes that's right. What it is. She would never say, come and see me or anything uh-huh. like that. She would never say that, ask us to come, but she always wanted us to. And when we did, it made all the difference. Yeah. We didn't move in with her. We just went to visit.
Come, but don't
so you gonna ignore the letter?
I'm not ignoring the letter. I'm giving
she said
her...
I'm emotionally drained, and at this point, I'm thinking about moving back home to help out.
I don't think she should move back. I never said that. I think she should go for a visit to check on them.
Short visit, a one night.
Yeah,
get
sometimes
out.
Phone calls don't do it. You know.
Oh, you think the phone call ain't gonna do it? You get it. You get in somebody's face that's manipulating you and using guilt as a prop. You do that. I'm telling you, this is going to be nasty. She should go see her parents. I agree. Cool. But when you get there, you ain't going to like it. You're going to want to be on that plane so bad.
You want to be back on that phone.
Yeah. And that's okay. But at least she'll know for herself. She'll put
it's
eyes on
them. It's
her
damn daddy.
Haven't you heard that expression? I just want to put my eyes on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you would say it's her damn daddy. Have I heard that say? I couldn't say I just said it.
I just let it fly. You ain't listening to me. I'm on fire.
Yeah, I just said it.
Yeah, I heard it out of my own mouth.
You said it's profound.
Somebody killing
them. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think she should move back and you know, she's going to have problems in her marriage if she moves back because her husband doesn't want to relocate and all of that. But I just think she should go visit her parents and see for herself what's going on. Yeah. It's okay. We can agree to disagree. It's all right.
We don't stay long. Just we all high and by.
But 24 hours.
No, that's too long.
That's too long.
Yeah. For me. I'm talking about for me.
I wish Jay could have been the daughter and you could have been the cantankerous dad, Steve, in this letter.
You can do that. I mean, whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we do have to go. I think we'll have a reenactment when we come back.
I love it. I love it. Wonder who I'm going to be.
Dun, dun, dun.
In the meantime, you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in about 10 minutes, what do you know? A reenactment. The letter today, the subject, I'm grown and still having daddy issues. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, the Strawberry Letter today, the subject was I'm grown and still having daddy issues, Steve. And it was about a young lady who wrote in who's having a hard time dealing with her family, her mom and dad, to be exact. She's left home a long time ago, traveled the world, got her education, her degrees and everything. She moved from her hometown and married the love of her life. And she's living her best life. But her parents were sick. Her dad's health declined and he had to retire. So money got tight. And she said her dad and mom had to fight all the time. And her dad's really negative. And he's saying that, you know, the daughter's changed and all of that. And she doesn't know what to do. They're Christians. And she doesn't want to move back. She calls them every night. And her husband doesn't want her to move back as well. So there's pretty much the recap.
Who I'm going to be?
Well, I
who do you think?
Yeah, the daughter. You're the daughter, of course.
You know, I'm not finna be her. So.
All right,
Steve
all right.
is a mean so, old right. man.
So I'm the I'm her daddy. That just turns everything.
I'm the daughter calling. All right. Ring, 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 ring.
Yo.
Hey, daddy. What's going on? How you doing?
Well, hey yourself.
How you doing today?
Well, how was I doing yesterday, baby?
You was doing good, Dad.
No, I wasn't. I ain't ever doing good.
What you mean by you're not never doing
I'm
good?
I ain't doing good. I'm hurt all the time. I got sick. I had lost my job. Ain't nothing going right. I ain't like the counselor you gave me.
You retired.
No, you damn right I'm tired.
No, I didn't say you was tired. I said you're retired.
I said I'm tired.
But what you tired? You got money. I send you money. I call you every day. Anything.
Oh, you call that money, huh?
Dang.
How much you need, Daddy? Whatever you want, I'll get it for you.
Obviously, what I need, you ain't sent yet.
Well, how much you need? Just tell me. I'll write the check, Daddy. What you need? Just tell me.
Me and your mama need at least $10,000 a month.
What? No.
Hold on. Daddy, the connection here is really bad. Really, really bad. It sounded like you said $10,000.
Right.
I know you didn't say that.
And why can't I say that?
Well, you could say it now.
Well, that's what I said. But obviously you got a problem with that.
I had no problem with what you need $10,000 for. What's that for? What you going to buy with it?
I got this house note over here.
Daddy, no disrespect.
We
got
to go down to the convocation once a year. Daddy, we ain't got money for that. We ain't never been on vacation nowhere. Daddy, your mama won't go on a cruise. $10,000 a month. But see, you don't want to help us, though. Then don't help us.
I'm helping you, but I've respected you all my life, Daddy. But you ain't. I've never cussed you, but you're pushing it now, Daddy. You're really pushing it.
You talking about cussing your father.
I would never cuss you. I just said you was pushing it toward cussing. I didn't say I was going to cuss you, Daddy. I would never do that.
Girl, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about your father. I've only cussed you out about 15 times. That's all.
Maybe more than that, Daddy.
25 times.
Yes, about 34, about 50 times you cussed me out. Yeah.
And but how old is you now?
I'm 43, Daddy.
43. That's right. Just one cuss in a year and sometime twice.
So what did all this doom and gloom come from, Daddy?
I don't know where doom and gloom come from. It just came in here. I can't make it rain.
Why you so mean to me? I'm helping you.
Ask me where some damn doom and gloom come from. You gonna blame me for that fault too? You gonna blame me for that too? I don't know where doom and gloom come from.
Look at the bright side, Daddy.
Ain't no damn bright side. Bright side? You just said it was doom and gloom in here. Where you see bright at in that?
But you don't have to see like the bad part in everything, Daddy.
So damn stupid, girl. It can't be day and night at the same time.
You don't have to see the bad side of everything. Damn, Daddy.
Oh, you cussing me now?
No, I wasn't cussing. You cussed your father, and we Christian. No, daddy, I did not cuss you.
I said, damn, daddy. I didn't say, damn, you, daddy. That's cussing. I just said, damn, daddy.
Well, listen to this right here. Since we hurting each other, I hope you have a stroke before I do.
Oh, wow, now that's not nice. He is mean.
Ooh, yeah, he's mean.
Don't move back, girl.
Dad, I don't even know where you get them Trump tendencies from, because you didn't have one when I was living at the house.
What you call me?
Trump tendencies.
I didn't vote for no damn Trump.
I didn't say he voted for him. I said he acting like him.
If I was acting like him, I'd be rich and I wouldn't need no damn help. You're ungrateful. Yeah, that's what's wrong. I should have put you in foster care. That's what I wanted to do.
What?
And then your mama made you keep us. And then your mama went on talking me into letting you come out here. Now here you look at you. Your mama wanted to put you in foster care.
Well, I know some of the fosters that live down the street, they're beautiful people, Daddy.
That's what I wanted to do. But you were going to foster care. You thought it was because their last name was Frost.
Well, the problem is this. You want me to come home, and I can't come home. I can send money, and I can call and check on you right now. I'm living my best.
You can't come see about your mom and your daddy.
Not right now, Daddy. I got a husband.
See right there? When you got in trouble, who come up to the school?
You did.
Didn't I go up there? Now I'm in trouble. You can't come to the house.
What the hell going on? I didn't say I wouldn't come. I just said I couldn't come right now. You ain't dying tomorrow, Daddy.
I was almost dead 2 months ago, girl. You saw that medicine I had?
You wasn't no almost dead. You just have dead ideas. You think you died. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Well, I just go on and let the Lord take me on home.
Oh, you're going to go there. Oh, okay. Sorry for yourself.
That's how I just go ahead on in here. Hope I wake up when I lay down.
Well, tell you what, Daddy, call me when the party over. I got to go, Daddy. I'm out of here.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
And don't try to save money with no narrow casket.
The guys are going to talk football right after this.
Because I want to wear that gold suit I had on with the shoulder pads in it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Even the NFL is affected by Hurricane Florence, guys. Head coach Ron Rivera of the Carolina Panthers said that the team is praying for everyone in the path of Hurricane Florence. Also, the team's owner and management are working together to assure that the family members of the team are safe and have something in place for them. That is good news right there, that they're helping each other. That's what it's all about, helping each other get through this.
Well, they got to, man, because them players be uneasy, man, when they family on them coast and everything.
You got to come together, everybody. Yep. Community.
All right. Yep. Tommy, you ready with this week's game, week two of the NFL?
Let's go. All I need is pimping, and we can rock and roll.
Hold up. Let me go get it.
Mm-hmm. He's right there.
Let him be method, girl. You hear that pimp music? Let's rock this thing, man.
Cut the song out. Let me hear it a little bit. Oh, damn. Don't you feel good? Don't you feel good when you hear that? Because I know that's me. I'm him.
Yeah, what's up, Pepper?
I'm him. What's up, Tommy John?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
My man, oh, floating, baby. Floating up in here. What's up, Junior?
What's happening, Pepper?
Oh, boy, your voice. Oh, you get it. You ain't got to work on it. You there. Hey, what's up, Jay?
What up, Pimpin'? What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm going to stop through your spot Tuesday night.
The J-Spot, you coming through?
Yeah, I heard about them tacos. They supposed to be
good.
What'd
you hear, Pimpin'? What'd you hear, man?
Well, I heard they good when they get there.
But
it's going to be a minute, though. Yeah, it's Taco Tuesday. You don't get them to Wednesday.
Well, thanks, Pimpin'. Thanks
but
a lot,
I heard
man.
They good. I'm going to come down there. Who performed this week, man?
This week, I'll be there. I'm doing the whole show.
Oh, don't come down there and holler, man. Come holler at me, Pimpin. Hey, what's up, Chip?
Hey, Pimpin', how you doing?
That's right, how you doing?
I'm good.
Your blouse.
Well, thank you very much. And I like your maxi coat. It's nice.
And get her in it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Describe that, Pimpin'. That's nice.
Well,
man.
You know, it's cheetah print.
Uh-huh.
The whole thing is cheetah print with coyote cuffs, raccoon collar, and fox trim on the bottom.
Whoa, boy,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I really like, Pim, and I've never seen it. You got on them glass boots, see-through glass boots, man.
Let me explain something to you. I bought these boots from Boosie Collar.
Right on his feet, baby.
Yeah, I bought this one night. He had got through doing his nation tour. And I said, Boosie, we sitting up, you know, we was talking and everything. I bought some girls by then. So I said, well, how about them boots? You know what I'm saying? And I ain't kept them lying, baby.
Pimpin' Dope.
All right, I like that, man.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Oh, I was just going to say, don't forget to speak to your other girl now.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
What's happening, Pimpin'? How you doing?
Yeah, it's going to be tough this week right here because Steve's team is playing your husband's team.
And tough for who? Steve's team?
I think their friendship going to come to an end at least to this weekend or with. But let's go, Tommy. What you got,
man? All right, let's jump it off, Pimpin'.
All right.
Carolina Panthers versus Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, man, that's going to be a game because Icy Ice, he was upset because the Falcons lost last week. But you know, boy, Julio tried to save him, but he couldn't.
You know, the running back got hurt, too, for the Falcons, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got news for you, man. Cam don't look like they playing this year. I'm going with the Panthers, Pim.
All right. Panthers it is, baby. Yeah. Let's keep it moving. Los Angeles Chargers versus the Buffalo Bills.
Oh,
in
the
Buffalo.
Bills ain't got no team this year. They finna go in there and tackle Josh Allen so much, he gonna try to ride a pony back to Wyoming. Yeah, that ain't gonna. Buffalo finna be the Browns. They might not win the damn game. Go ahead.
All right, Minnesota Vikings versus Green Bay in Green Bay.
Man, don't you know that's gonna be tough, man. Aaron Rodgers hurt his knee last week, and he looked like he gonna be in a little trouble. But they made a comeback.
They did.
But it wasn't that good, man. I ain't really convinced that they there yet. I'm
they
gonna
got
go
the
with,
W, though. They did get the W.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Minnesota, though.
Okay.
In Lambeau Field.
Well, let's go on and get to it, Pimpin. Ain't no sense in me holding it back. What? Cleveland versus New Orleans.
I can't help it, player. Can't help it.
Who that nation in
New
Orleans.
I don't care nothing about that Who That Nation this week. Because they up against them damn Browns. And we coming fresh off a tie. Cleveland Browns over the New Orleans Saints. They going to shock them with four turnovers. The Browns defense is real. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that. Here we go. Miami versus the New York Jets in New Jersey.
Oh, no. The Jets, baby. I'm pulling for the Jets.
Like Sam Donald.
They got a nasty defense. I don't care about that quarterback. He ain't done that.
I care about the coach, though. That's what I care about.
Who the coach?
Todd Boyle.
The brother.
Man.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Pimpin'.
I got no time to pull for you just because you black. Yeah, everybody in the NFL black. Man, I'm going to be pulling for
you. You pulling for too many
I got to pull for everybody now. Somebody got to lose.
Here we go. Kansas City versus Pittsburgh, and they are playing in Pittsburgh.
Kansas City, Pittsburgh. They're going to be mad because they tied. But I just don't think Roethlisberger is what he was. So I'm just going to go with Kansas City, Pimp.
Kansas City, Barbecue Nation. All right. Here we go. Philly versus Tampa Bay. They're playing in Tampa.
Tampa, that boy Fitzgerald, he played good. But I'm going to go and pick the Pimps up in Philly, man. I can't go against Philly.
Okay. All right. Houston Philly versus cheese, Nashville. Okay.
But Deshaun Watson going to have a good game.
Thank you, sir.
I hope
Thank
you.
You.
And I'm going to have to go with them Texans on this one right here.
All right, we finish the rest when we come back, Pepper.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's pick it up, guys. NFL, the game.
All right, Pippen. Man, go ahead. What you got, Tommy?
All right, Pippen, here we go. Indianapolis versus Washington in Landover. That's D.C., baby.
Oh, that's going to be hard. I'm going with D.C. all the way. Washington Redskins, baby.
Okay, all right. Arizona versus them Los Angeles Rams. They playing in L.A.
Nah, they ain't going to beat the Rams at the house, man. Not the L.A. Rams. They Gurley too good. They ain't got nothing to stop him. Okay. He got braids and everything. Sure be glad when he cut his hair.
Yeah, he clowned last week. Now.
Yeah, either cut them braids off or get yourself a perm. One of the two.
Cut the braids off and do what, Pimpin?
Like you? You got a perm, right, Pimpin?
Hell yeah, I had perm since I was 15.
You got your perm at 15.
I got my perm at 15. I'm a pimp, ain't I?
Who is that? Perm,
my sister. Man, my sister been doing my hair since I was 15.
Does she ever burn you, Pimpin?
Oh, hell yeah. One time I had to take all this out. She burned my head one time. I ain't have but one side burned. I went, damn. Because you know what it happened was?
Uh-huh.
She left it in there too long, and it dripped down my face.
Oh,
and
man.
I didn't know it.
Yeah.
And it burned off one of my sideburns. Yeah, hair don't even grow there no more.
So you just kept the other one?
Yeah, you know, one chop, one pole chop better than none.
You know, all right, Pippen, back to it. Detroit, man. Detroit versus San Francisco. They playing in San Fran.
Oh, no, Detroit ain't looking good right now, man. I just couldn't understand what they was doing. So I'm going to go with San Francisco. Garoppolo going to have to play a little bit better, and I think he will. Hate to say that, Detroit. I love y'all so much.
All right, let's go in beast mode now. Beast mode. Oakland, baby, versus Denver, and they playing in Denver.
That ain't going to work for Oakland up in Denver. I'm sorry.
Nah, I'll hide on.
Nice try. Nice try.
That
app. Yeah, see, they couldn't pull it together, and they was in Oakland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had it, and they just fell apart.
They did.
They finna go up there with Von Miller and that new boy.
Yeah.
And they finna eat they draws off, dog. They gonna think he got on edible panties.
All right, Pippen, let's go. New England, they headed down to Florida, Jacksonville.
I can't stand New England. Come on, Jacksonville. Let's go, baby.
Duval
in the building.
Come on.
Whoop they draws one time. Come on, Jalen Ramsey.
For us.
Quit talking and just check somebody.
All right, Pippen, here's a big game. New York Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys. They playing in Dallas.
Oh, come on. The Cowboys is in trouble. Where they playing at?
Yeah, they playing in Dallas.
Oh, that ain't looking good.
Okay.
Well, New York Giants, they ain't got nobody stop that boy Beckham.
Mm-mm. All right. Monday Night Football, Pippen. Seattle versus Chicago Bears. They playing in Chicago.
Man, let me tell you something. Them damn Bears, man, they got that boy Mac.
Yeah, they
That boy right there be playing like Trubisky trying to act like he come on with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got to go with them damn Bears, boy, in Chicago. Let's go with them.
I can't believe Oakland let him go. That doesn't make no sense right now.
Yeah, I don't know why they let Khalil Mack go. That John Gruden.
Nice talking to you. I'm out, man.
All right, Pimps up.
Pimps up and everybody else up, too, because it's room at the time.
I like it, Pimpin. I like it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show after this.
Shirley.
Yes, Pimpin.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hurricane Florence is bringing in heavy rain bands and damaging winds, causing storm surges, river flooding, and tornadoes. Hurricane Florence will continue to bring in the rain over the entire weekend. High winds and flooding could knock power out for several days. Right now, there are over 40,000 additional utility workers from all over the country mobilized to help restore power to people. And FEMA says they are ready. They are ready. Please be safe. Please respect Mother Nature. This is no joke. This is not a game. This is not a game.
You can't beat her.
Yeah. And And please, if you can, listen to your local authorities. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here. She'll have the latest on Hurricane Florence's Friday tracking. That'll be at the top of the hour. And, wow, just, you know, we got to keep praying for them.
My people down there in South Carolina, they tell you to leave. Leave.
Leave.
Please
evacuate.
Leave.
Yeah.
Man, it's really, it's not a request, y'all.
No.
You know.
It's mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this storm is moving so slow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sitting there.
When it hovers over.
Just,
but you know, that's the same thing that happened in Harvey, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It came and he set on the coast of Texas.
You did that.
And
you
that
did
just,
that.
And that just, you know, did it.
And just flooded Houston.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
You. It was you.
Hurricane Harvey.
He hated that name.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. Right now, it's time to have a little fun.
You know, they go down the alphabetical order. They go down the line. And they used to give hurricanes only women's names, and they changed that.
Yeah.
Women
Equal opportunity. And once a hurricane does a bunch of damage, they retire that name. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be another Katrina.
Once it does real bad, they don't use that name anymore.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You've never had a hurricane Tommy, though, have you? Never heard of Hurricane Tommy.
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Here you go.
They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to anger the hurricane. I'm stupid, huh?
I can't be in the hurricane lineup.
They don't want to anger the hurricane.
All right, guys, let's switch gears. Time to have a little fun. Jay is here with a segment called People Who Scare Me. Jay,
list, Steve, Tommy, Junior, y'all can comment on this list. This is a list I put together. People who just frighten me when you see them. They haven't done anything to you, but you see them, they scare you. People who wear gloves for no reason.
I saw one in the car the other day, just driving.
Well, how do you know it's for no reason, though?
Well, I mean, why do you have, like inside the building?
And it's 100 degrees outside. You got on gloves.
I love it, Jack.
All right, here's another one that scared me. Men who have tiny backpacks. What?
Yeah. What's in that?
Where you going,
dog?
I got one for you, Jay.
What you got, Steve?
People that talk to themselves while they pumping gas.
that make you nervous, right? You on the side of that pump?
I'm talking about people just talking. I'm finna do that. You got the wrong one now.
Yeah. You ever seen them where it looked like they talking to two people at one time?
Yeah, back and forth?
Yeah.
Are you sure they're not on their phone?
Uh-uh. Nah. They don't have Bluetooth. No head device on them at all.
All right, coming up, it's Steve Harvey and his closing remarks. You don't want to miss it at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, the nation is watching, of course, the East Coast, the Carolinas and Virginia and everywhere because of Hurricane Florence. And I know you have some parting words for us.
Well, you know, my closing remarks is about so many things, but just about us as a human race as a whole. You know, we're in a climate now that's so divisive. We're seeing things happen that we've never seen before, from global warming all the way to what's happening in the White House. We are seeing things that we've never seen before. Also, we have catastrophes that's hitting at a rate right now, earthquakes and tsunamis and these hurricanes, man. Puerto Rico was hit last year. Texas was hit with Harvey last year. And now the Carolina and Georgia coast is being hit as we speak. Yeah. We've got to remember who we are. We are people. We are all tied together, some shape, form, or fashion. You may not want to admit that. You might want to think that your party is different from our party. But them two parties ain't got nothing in them but people. And once you are dealing with people, you are dealing with a connectivity that can't be denied. And so for those of us that honor that and understand who we are as people, we just got to be a little bit more caring, a little bit more understanding, a little bit more giving, a little bit more sharing. We just got to, man. There are some great people in this world, irregardless as to what's happening with this White House, with all of these lies and all of this that's coming out of there that you've never seen before. The discord. I've never seen it like this before. I done been through a few presidents. I'm 61. I've seen some presidents. But this I've never seen before. But irregardless as to what's happening there, we can't let that dictate who we have to be, because that's what they up there making the norm. The norm is that I am my brother's keeper. The norm is that God blesses you to become a blessing. The norm is that you should do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The norm is that all these things that you have done to the least of these, so have you done unto me. That's a requirement of God, that we help the less fortunate. That we not walk over everybody we see on the street, because everybody on the street ain't doping. Some people out there, because they made some bad mistakes, man. And they just happened upon a set of circumstances that they didn't have real answers for. We've got to be better as a people. We are better than the White House. I know I am. I know you are. Because, you know how I know? Because you're appalled. You're absolutely appalled by what's happening in the people that's supposed to be in the governing position today. But they are not us. This one is set up to control the people. This is set up for a certain group of people to remain in power. I've never seen them not care so much about people. Really? We don't separate children from their mothers for weeks at a time and don't tell them where they are. We really don't do that. You know why? Because we really wouldn't want it done to us. We really do care about the working class people, because we have been working class. I've come from the working class. I may have made something more out of myself now, but I still go to work. I work really hard. But I'm from the working class. Problem in the White House right now is we don't have anybody up there from the working class. We have a person that's in control, that's always had control, always had money, never seen a difficult day in his life in terms of how to figure out how to make ends meet. He's been jumping through loopholes his entire life. If he needed to find a way to make ends meet, he filed bankruptcy, start over again. How many times? So for him, you filing bankruptcy, what's wrong with that? See, what he don't understand is when we file bankruptcy, though, we don't have another million we can go get and put it back together. We're in a world of trouble. We are better than our White House. And in these difficult times that's going on in the Carolinas and Georgia and up the coast, if you know somebody, help them. If you can send $10 to the Red Cross, send it. You ain't got to go down there and save everybody and put your life at risk. They got first responders that know how to do this. There are people who are trained to handle these types of crises and situations. Just help your own way. Because we better than this. We are just better than this. I'm sorry, man. It's like crazy when I sit up there and he goes, Puerto Rico was one of the unsung success stories. 3,000 people died in Puerto Rico. That's not a success story. That's a human tragedy. That's sad. You can't spin that and lie your way out of that. We better than that, man. I'm sorry. We are. I just wanted to say that. I don't really know what y'all gonna do with that closing remarks, but I just felt like getting it off my chest. I just think we better than that.
No.
It works.
Period. It's no, timely, man. Steve. Yeah. We should care more about each other. Yeah.
Yeah. I love you, Jay.
Regardless of what's happening in the White House.
What'd you say, Jay?
I love you, Jay.
That ain't all the people you ran.
Jay, I love you.
Whatever. That's not sincere.
No. Okay, watch this.
My love comes from being on TV.
Well, watch this right here. Watch it. I love you, Tommy.
Man. Y'all wish. Y'all wish.
He's all right, watch this. Watch this. Steve, I love you, man. I really love you.
Okay.
Oh, listen. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.